quarter to six, 18 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Our friend Jason Cairns on the other end of the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
So far, so good.
Huh?
Nothing real exciting yet.
Ah, boy, I mean, self-confession, we want this to be not only the best 5 minutes, but part of what makes it the best is we hope it's the most honest 5 minutes of the day. And I don't know, I can feel some anger stirring for me this morning.
Sure.
I became noted as I was trying to get my shoes on and somebody had like a backpack and other things on a chair. And I just sort of was like, why is it? And then I'm just sort of like, okay, this isn't, I got some Oscar the Grouch in me.
Sure.
And I'm kind of looking out and externally like China, you know, whatever. If it's, you know, China sent at least one balloon and whatever's going on with that. Here for the president today, I guess, on that. And then you got, like, another campus shooting. And I don't know. It's just is like, it feels like the world's kind of closing in on you, you know?
Yeah. And then how does one hold on to the peace of Christ in the middle of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. I hear you.
That's why I got you on the radio every morning to just remind me, you're the answer man. I throw the questions, you got the answers.
I can reflect. I don't know if I have the answer, but yeah.
Okay, well, the reason we do Crab Fest here, we both love Larry Crabb. We miss him. It'll be 2 years he's gone to be with the Lord, end of this month, February 28th. And you actually wrote a book, edited it, called Living in the Larger Story, The Christian Psychology of Larry Crabb. There's a great piece in the front that we've been working through, which is you summing up basically all of his books. And we've reached maybe one of your favorites today, probably your favorite.
Yeah, probably my favorite. So the book is called The Safest Place on Earth, which the new title for it, they changed it to Becoming a True Spiritual Community, a Profound Vision of What the Church Can Be. You know, and we joke sometimes that when asked what our favorite Larry Crabb book is, at any given time, it could be any of his books. But this really is probably my favorite Larry Crabb book. And a big piece of it is, you know, this grew out of Larry's frustration of what he saw happening in the church. He said that there was kind of little authentic relating in the church, but really believing that was an important part of what churches were called to do. If I recall, this is where he initially used this phrasing of turning our chairs toward each other.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, one of the things we've talked about is a lot of times when you go to church, there's rows of chairs facing toward the front. And listening to a pastor preach to a group of people who are not necessarily engaged with one another. And, you know, Larry very much had this idea, this vision about people relating deeply and authentically within the church and showing curiosity about one another's journeys. And, you know, and I think this book for me really raised that question or helped to show that, man, there's a way we can do church that's deeply relational.
Mm. Yes, very true. I think this is also the book that he draws on and uses the final journal from Henry Nouwen, who had passed in 96, yeah. Correct?
Yeah, so I think that's the first chapter. It's called It Takes an Armando. And again, talks about, Nouwen's work with, the L'Arche community.
Uh-huh.
And, just again, the deep love, that can exist in that community and really having a desire for that in churches.
Yeah. So anyhow, those are back to back. I mean, these are back-to-back connecting, and what was the safest place on earth, now the true spirit, becoming a true spiritual community. Excellent, excellent books, and we'll have another one tomorrow as well. Thank you, Jason, for that.
Good.
Again, and again, if people want to read this piece that you've done, Living in the Larger Story is a great book to have. I'm really glad I have it. An important couple of verses today. I don't know, it's a lot for us to delve into, but I don't know if I'll read everything that you have to say in Letters to the Beloved, but give me Philippians 3:10-11.
Yeah, it says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead.
Hmm. All right, and well, here's what you say. You say, keep this attitude in the forefront of your mind every day. Know my son and everything he has accomplished. Meditate on the power of his resurrection. He defeated sin and death, and one day he will restore everything to wholeness. In the meantime, count it an honor to share in his suffering. Restoring the kingdom to its former beauty means tilling the soil and pulling up thorns, which is difficult and sometimes painful. Like my son, lay down your life for my kingdom, and like him, you will be raised to true life, unbroken and whole. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think the reminder that God through Christ is in the work, is in the process of restoring wholeness, and we get to be invited along on that journey.
I'm trying to think. There's a Chuck Swindoll book that's based on this, it seems to me. It's So You Want to Be Like Christ, and it's got eight different qualities he talks about, but it's based on this. He takes the Amplified and this idea of, so it's taking me back to that. So, hey, great stuff. I love it. I want to, just the way that verse 10, I want to know you, the power of your resurrection, the fellowship of sharing in your suffering. But what a great verse. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on WWIB on the WIB Wake Up Show. William Catt from Greatest American Hero. I'm thinking he probably played the superhero in that show. And so this particular birthday kind of knocks me out of my chair. Because William Catt from Greatest American Hero is 72 today. If you're not familiar with the show, one of the great themes of all time. The Greatest American Hero, late 70s, early 80s, something like that. Yeah, William Catt, he was the, American actor and musician, best known as the star of the television series The Greatest American Hero. And folks, that just makes me feel old today. Caleb, this is the, let me introduce you to the Pepsi theme song.
I never knew Pepsi had a theme song.
I didn't either, but here it is.
Wow. Well, Pepsi has been around for quite a while, and of course, there's always the cola wars between Coca-Cola and Pepsi, and everyone's always trying to innovate, and you have your offshoot brands, you've got your mainstays, and then, you know, sometimes there's those limited time offers, and you try things out. Sometimes they flop. Sometimes, you know, like New Coke, and then I think Pepsi did a Pepsi Clear at one point, and then other times they go viral, and apparently that's what happened to Pepsi just a couple years back, and so they are bringing this back in 2023.
Yeah.
This is a very interesting flavor, Havo.
Yeah, it is. It's Pepsi is bringing back its Peeps flavored soda, and this time it's easier than an Easter egg hunt to find.
So the Peeps, the basically sugar-coated marshmallows that we all see for Easter and now have made their way into other times of year as well. I think I got my kids some Peeps Christmas trees. They're putting that in Pepsi as if it didn't have enough sugar already. And I guess this thing, people went nuts for this in 2021.
Now, that's right. In fact, Pepsi said in a statement that its mass release was prompted by popular demand following its unforgettable debut a couple of years ago when the soda trended everywhere and sold for hundreds of dollars in the resale market.
Can you imagine, even if it was a 2-liter, paying hundreds of dollars for Peeps flavored Pepsi, and they said, oh, we just released a little bit then, now they're rolling it out nationwide. I'm curious enough to try it, but I just feel like I would need to go to the dentist immediately afterward.
So I want to weigh in on a couple of things, Peeps and Pepsi. So which comes first? First of all, Peeps, because it's a Peeps Pepsi. I like Peeps. I mean, enough that every Easter, I mean, I'd like to, you know, at least get a little bit of Peeps action, and maybe, you know, Peeps and some coffee would be good. So in that department, I think that's some enjoyment. I don't need endless amounts. There's some people who are just like, absolutely not. They don't like it. Where are you at?
Side note, this Pepsi theme song is a banger. This is great.
I'll have to add this to our music background.
I usually, and again, when I was a child,
yeah,
I loved sugar, and I would love huge gobs of frosting on cake and such. Now I can't take it quite as much.
Uh-huh.
So every single year, I will eat one peep, and then I'm reminded why I only eat one per year. But it is tasty.
It is.
But then it's, wow.
You got the marshmallow stuff, and then on the outside, obviously, what's going on there. But I've always been a Pepsi guy more than Coke. That's just me, for whatever it is. Coke, yes, is typically kind of the global dominant.
Yeah.
And we went to Liberia.
I think Culver's just switched to Coke products, too.
Yeah, they did. But nonetheless, I don't know. I'm old enough to go back to the 70s, I think, the Pepsi Challenge, and typically I'd go Pepsi, so there we go.
I really like the wild cherry Pepsi or the cherry Coke. As long as I'm setting a foot in both camps here, add some cherry to it, delicious. Again, this whole Peeps thing,
yeah,
that's different.
I would like to try it. Maybe we will here on the show.
Let's do
it. As long as it's not going to cost us hundreds of dollars.
Well, we've got something special here in our family today, and so not one, but two song dedications. So you've probably heard me before dedicate songs to my nephew, AJ, and he is my sister's foster son until today, because today is adoption day, and today is the day that AJ officially becomes a Swenson, and again, he has been part of our family for years now. But today is the gift of God that he officially is welcomed to our family. And so two songs, not one, but two.
We're going to make it three. You. We got three. Stephen Curtis Chapman's When Love Takes You In to cap it off.
And then we're going to have a Crowder song for you in the middle, AJ. But first, I mean, Rachel and I were actually working on the same wavelength this morning. And this is the song we thought of. Micah Tyler. Welcome to the family. I love you, AJ. We'll see you later today.
Boy, gotcha day. Congratulations, Rachel, AJ, Swenson family. Love you guys.
It doesn't matter what side of the tracks you came from. This is a song for everyone. It doesn't matter if you think you're too far gone. You know you can come back. Forgiveness, redemption, and a hope of
Hey, Western Wisconsin, this is David Crowder from the David Crowder Band, and you're listening to the best Christian music in Chippewa Valley on 103.7 FM WWIB.
Hey, Stephen Curtis Chapman here, and you're listening to great music and lyrics you can trust. 103.7 WWIB.
I know you've heard the story. Home and say
love takes you in. And somewhere while you're sleeping, someone else is dreaming too. Counting down the days until they hold you close and say, I love you. And like the rain that falls into the sea, in a moment what has been is lost in what will be. When love takes you in, when love takes you in, everything changes. A miracle starts with the beat of a heart. When love takes you home and says, when love takes you in, it takes you in for good. When love takes you in,
WWIB.
We've got some tips for you. Again, a lot of times when the internet says, here, this is a pro tip or a life hack, you say, take it with a grain of salt. So for what it's worth, these come from Reddit.
Yeah, that's right. So here we go. They're designed to try to help make your life a little easier. For instance, sliding your thumb on the space bar of your phone will move the cursor.
I tried that and it worked. So, okay. And again, if you have rather large hands and fingers like I do, anything that can make texting or emailing on your phone easier, I'm all for that.
There you go.
Another life hack from Reddit. When opening a beverage can, you're supposed to push down on the hinge portion of the tab with your thumb to raise the other edge of the tab so you can get your finger under it. Huh. I guess I've never had that much of a problem opening a can of pop. But
all right.
There you go.
When wrapping a towel around the waist after a shower, instead of tucking part of the towel inward, fold the entire towel that's around your waist outward and down. It's much more secure.
Huh. Interesting.
Okay.
There you go. Life hacks from Reddit. These cover just a gamut of topics. When celery goes limp and loses its crunch, soak it in water overnight to make it crisp again.
Huh. Really? Who knew? To remove the stem from strawberries, use a straw.
All right. And final life hack here from Reddit. For the dozens of charging cords we all have laying around, fold them and drop them into empty toilet paper tubes, then place them vertically in a box so you can instantly see what kind of cord each one is.
Huh.
That makes sense, because otherwise you get kind of that rat's nest of all the different cords tangled up. And if you're like me, you're a pack rat with cords anyway, because you think, what if I need to charge something that this goes to? And then they sit in that junk drawer in the kitchen for years.
Always different tips to help you out here on the WIB Wake Up Show. You never know what you're going to find on WWIB. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Well, if you've been paying attention at all, you've probably heard or seen some comments, especially on social media, regarding what's been going on at Asbury College in Wilmore, Kentucky. And it's a revival, Caleb, is how they're talking about it.
Yeah, it's a university that I had never heard of before, not that far away from where I went to school in Ohio. Uh-huh. And really, really incredible what's going on.
Yeah, that's right. We're referring to a story from NBC News on this. A nonstop Kentucky prayer revival is going viral on TikTok, and people are traveling thousands of miles to take part. I know that they had one in 1970, and they've been noting that this has exceeded that in length. I posted something on my personal Facebook page from a author, Pete Gregg. I respect him. He's written a wonderful book on prayer at the bare minimum that I'm aware of. And he had commented he'd been to the school in the past. And so, you know, various people are, and I think legitimately so, going, is this real? And it's really been amazing. But this has been going on, and it's a nonstop prayer and worship session. And a lot of what I've tuned in for seems to be just an incredible amount of worship that people are calling revival.
Yeah, and I believe it's now 8 days straight, 24 hours a day. Again, a simple setup, according to this article from NBC News. No projector screens, no high-tech integrations, just wooden sanctuary chairs filled with people and an open altar call with an invitation to prayer that still hasn't ended.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, they're talking about on TikTok and Instagram, videos hashtagged Asbury Revival are racking up millions of views. At the time that they were writing this, the hashtag Asbury Revival had 24.5 million views on TikTok.
Back on Tuesday night was the largest crowd yet. Over 3,000 worshipers piled into the college chapel, four overflowed facilities throughout this, I believe, rather small college town.
Uh-huh. That's right. And people are coming from all over the country and really starting to come from all over the world. They're saying 22 different schools had visited so far, alongside groups from Hawaii to Massachusetts. Travelers from Singapore and Canada expected to arrive soon. And I read in another piece this morning that several other schools, including your alma mater of Cedarville, they've seen sort of this breaking out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I respect a lot that the college administration, they're not going beyond what they normally do, which is about 3 hours of live stream from their chapel per week. There's a lot of video on social media, not coming from them, not like, oh, look at us. It's again, from people on social media sharing this in a very organic way.
Right. So we've got just a little bit of audio for you this morning. Say, okay, well, this is a song, we've heard it, but I mean, it's the continual ongoing. And as some have noted, I mean, anytime we've seen revival or awakenings in the past, it's when the church comes together in group prayer, in a concert of prayer and repentance.
Absolutely. And again, this has been shared so much on social media and led to people driving hours and hours and hours to be there and to be part of it. And again, when the focus is not, look at us, look at us being part of this big revival or awakening or outpouring, whatever you want to call it, but the focus is vertical. The focus is on worship and prayer, and applaud that. And I know I saw on social media yesterday, Andrew Peterson, who's one of my favorite singer-songwriters, actually had a concert scheduled for Asbury that he canceled. And he said, I do not want to get in the way of this. I would rather come alongside it. And so he canceled his concert there. But someone was replying and saying, hey, we were singing Is He Worthy? One of the songs that Andrew was blessed to write. Again, as they've been worshiping and praying for 24 hours a day for about 8 days straight now.
Yeah, we're going to go to that song right now. But somebody asking on Facebook this morning, even where I found this article asking this, they say the first Great Awakening was a catalyst for the Reformation of England and the birth of America. The second was a catalyst for ending slavery in America. What will God do through a potentially third Great Awakening? We can hope and pray. Well, there was an ad during the Super Bowl that kind of touched on this, and touching on things that maybe have come out of Canada.
Our neighbors to the north. And a lot of times we think about maple syrup and maple leaf flags and such. But what are some of the other things that have been brought to us, to the world, thanks to those friendly folks from Canada?
For instance, IMAX movies.
Didn't know that. That came from Canada. I know this is maybe a little outdated technology, but they invented the pager as well.
How about the walkie-talkie?
I just got some of those for my nieces and nephews for a birthday last year, too. Walkie-talkie, still very popular. Thank you, Canada. Peanut butter. What?
peanut butter?
Now, I thought George Washington Carver. That was my understanding. But anyhow, I don't know.
According to this list, we have Canada to thank for peanut butter. This next one, Havel, I had heard of, though it seems very, very odd, but I have heard that this is confirmed.
Hawaiian pizza coming out of Canada. And again, I'm a big advocate. I was just talking to Brett the Barber at Ed's Barbershop in downtown Eau Claire about this yesterday because he likes pineapple. He says he's kind of newly enjoying pineapple. I'm like, how about pineapple on pizza? He said, I haven't prepared myself to, I'm not quite ready to do it yet.
It is good. And again, what's on the traditional Hawaiian pizza? Canadian bacon.
Uh-huh.
Very delicious, very delicious. Canada, we have them to thank for the Macintosh apple, a delightful variety of apple.
As well as the Yukon gold potato.
This one makes more sense. We thank Canada for bringing us the snowblower.
Yeah, there we go.
Now, the Aaron snowblowers is probably the perfected version of it made right here in Wisconsin. But Canada came up with it, and kind of by necessity.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I mean, I'm thankful to the Lord. We haven't needed the snowblower as much this winter as maybe in some winters past we have. My wife has used it more at home than me. Thank you, dear. How about the alkaline battery from Canada?
Wow. Thank you, Canada. Also, we have Canada to thank for the lawn sprinkler. So you think mostly about winter and snow and such. But they've got to keep their yards looking nice, too. Thanks, Canada.
How about plexiglass?
That makes me think of hockey, right? You know, and finally, dovetailing with that, thank you, Canada. For ice hockey, yes, that makes sense. But also for baseball?
Huh.
I thought baseball was like the quintessential American sport. I guess we all are a part of North America, right?
I thought in the ad I heard that I thought they had said basketball. So that was, but maybe I misheard and maybe they said baseball. But either way, I thought Abner Doubleday and I thought that was the U.S. So who knew? But they do have the Blue Jays up there. And for years, they did have the Montreal Expos too.
I just Googled and one of the first ever recorded baseball type games in Canada was played in Beechville, Upper Canada on June 4th, 1838. So do with that what you will.